Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Welcome back to this Game Day series, examining what happened at the cross like a video-assisted referee from six different angles. If you've just jumped in, then remember you can catch up from week one on this podcast feed, so you don't miss a single angle of this greatest event in history. So let's get going with the fifth VAR of the cross of Christ. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. All athletes and coaches get the importance of winning. Now, we all love to play well, and we also want to play the game within the moral boundaries of the sport. Yet, these other aspects of sport must complement the defining purpose of playing a game, which is to win. Nothing compares to winning. All athletes and coaches love the feeling when the game ends and you have been victorious. You are the winner. It is impossible to read the New Testament without seeing the atmosphere of joyful confidence which pervades it. The great reversal of Easter Day signals victory. Satan has been beating humanity, but at the cross, God dealt with our greatest opponent. Jesus defeated Satan in a decisive victory to save humanity. And the resurrection is a pledge of God's total commitment to go on winning the match with Satan. From the cross and resurrection onwards, Jesus has begun to drive home the victory over Satan. See how the Apostle Paul explains. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. And note how Paul reports his calling from God. I am sending you, Paul, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. Finally, Paul makes it clear that sin will continue to plague us until the day comes when Jesus returns to this world. Though the battles will go on, a day will come when the war with sin will be over once and forever. Then the end will come, when Jesus hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority and power. For Jesus must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 24 to 25. The author C.S. Lewis elaborates on our current situation as Christians by using a picture from the conclusion of the Second World War. It's a picture of the liberation of occupied countries during Nazi rule. The Allies' establishment of bridgeheads in Normandy in June 1944 signalled a certain victory in the war. The scent of victory and liberation was in the air. This was called D, or Decisive Day. And yet, fighting continued until the war ended nearly a year later, on the 8th of May 1945. This day was called VE, or Victory in Europe Day. In this 11-month period, the battles continued, but ultimate victory was assured and did finally come. So it is for the Christian's battle with Satan and sin. The battles continue, but in the sure knowledge that the war is won, and a day of final and decisive victory over Satan will come when Jesus returns to defiantly end the conflict once and for all. Pray for yourself. Lord, please help me to be delighted at how Jesus has given us victory over Satan and sin through the cross. Amen. Pray for colleagues. Lord, please open a door for your message of the opportunity to be victorious over Satan at my club or team today. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.